This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $20 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. ButcherBox, get grass-fed meats delivered to your house. Get $10 off with code MMA Nuts. 20% off and free shipping on GetVi.com with code MMA Nuts. Valid through 10/31/17. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 354!
354!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffin! And we show Bayern fans, foreign fans, we're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. Guess what time it is, Ingo?
I still can't believe whenever we do this thing that nobody in your house wakes up.
Oh, I'm sure they're awake, but you know what? It's Brocktober, baby!
I knew that was coming.
Fucking can't escape it.
I knew that was coming.
Can't escape it.
Like, Dad's doing a web show again.
Fucking
going
Christ.
Going crazy in the basement.
Oh, it works out, kids. You gotta fuck a man. Shut the fuck up.
It is Brocktober.
Is he coming back? What's going? What's the status? What's the scoop? Brock Lesnar, John Jones, we're getting this sometime in 2021.
No, it's been eerily quiet regarding John Jones the last couple of weeks. I wonder why.
Stripped the man a title and we'll just go silent.
Yes.
Right off into the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to ride off.
He does. No, I don't see this happening. I don't think Brock or John Jones will be fighting UFC anytime soon.
Oh, I think Brock's coming back for sure.
So?
Who does he fight if he doesn't fight John Jones?
Luke Rockhold!
Mark Hunt again?
No. No.
I think there's still a civil suit going on, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. I can't see that. I think you should just let him fight for the title.
All right, fine. I think you should fight Fabricio Verdum.
Yes.
That guy's fucking lippy as shit.
He is. Didn't he get into it with Tony Ferguson?
Yeah, apparently, you know, they're at some UFC 216 media call conference, and... I think Verdum keeps talking over Ferguson. Next thing you know, I only weigh you by like 110 pounds, so I'm going to talk shit to you, call you a faggot.
Nice.
And then Tony Ferguson threatens to ankle pick him. I will ankle pick you. You keep talking shit.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
Can he even do that?
You don't want to be on the ground with Verdum. The guy weighs you by 100 pounds. You don't want to be anywhere near him either. And again, what's with Verdum picking on the fucking small guys? Like, remember he push kicks Edmund Tavarian.
Well, Edmund did get in his space. You know, he has a space. It's a hula hoop kind of thing. Edmund got in there, and he's like, no, you don't. Get back off.
I don't know.
Little you Armenian, whatever, Ukrainian man you.
And something like that.
Right?
Yeah. And I feel like Verdum, he keeps saying these slurs, his homophobic slants, rants. I think he's got an affliction for cocks.
Either that or he's got severe CTE and we just don't know it.
Probably. Or he's just gobbling up the fucking PEDs. He's just juiced out of his mind. And now he said he has to do outreach in the LGBTQ community after his homophobic slurs.
This is handed down from the UFC?
I don't know.
Is it
probably.
Punishment?
Well, I think it's self-imposed.
Oh.
And again,
oh, this is his angle. He's like, I hate all the gays. He's going to go out there and be all shitty to him. And he's like, now I have to be close to the gays because I have to write myself.
This was his way to open the door and make it seem like, hey, I'm just hanging around these people.
Trying to make it right.
To make things right.
I
can't help it if I end up with
it right.
Seven cocks in my face at once.
Does this make it right now? How do you like this?
Feels right.
Yeah.
Feels right now. Feels good. Good point. I like it.
Given my financial situation, I have thought about male prostitution recently. And I hear that being male and getting in the male,
red garment.
You get more, it's highly lucrative versus being a male gigolo with the females.
Mm.
It's meant to pay more. So maybe I should call Verdum.
Be like, maybe.
How much would you like to pay me?
I don't know. I feel like he's going to take it, though.
Put my pee-pee in your mouth.
I don't like all the bullying from Mr. Verdum.
Oh, he's probably, like, very submissive in the bedroom. He's not like...
He's like Oscar probably, De La Hoya in the bedroom.
Probably got some 105-pound chick to tie him up and beat him up.
Wouldn't
he
show.
Likes it.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I'll do this again. Call me gay.
The gays! Oh! I don't know. So that we got that going on.
Yes, we do.
What else? What else you got? I hear you have a plethora of news for us.
I have my one news story this week is it appears that Chuck Liddell is looking swole, and there are talks of him maybe coming back to fight in Bellator against Chael Sonnen. Thoughts?
I'm totally okay with this. He said that Sonnen fight's a warm-up fight.
Four?
I don't know yet. Probably.
Chuck Liddell, four, is it? Did he fight three
Something
times,
like
right?
that.
Five?
And Scott Coker said he's open to it, but they got to run Liddell through a battery of tests before we can let him in. What's the battery of tests?
Like,
we let him fight in Texas.
How many fingers are they holding up?
we had Kimbo Slice versus Dada 5000. Remember that fucking thing?
Where one poisoned the other, and then the guy died.
Yeah, that was and weird. The wrong one.
That was weird.
No deaths on anybody. Dude. Unless you're Angela McGinn.
I would like to see that, actually.
Hell yeah. Chuck Liddell, I think he's healed. I think the CTE heals if you take a few years off.
Oh, sure. I'm sure
it's 150%.
But there's no chance of Chael knocking him out. So
no, I think that's the safest fight he could take.
Chael's crazy for taking that fight, even.
Because Chael's just going to try to take it down. And Liddell's got great takedown defense, so hilarity will ensue. Preferably a Liddell knockout, but unfortunately, Chael Sonnen will probably knock out Liddell.
Oh, no.
Seeing how
say
he
that.
Can't get punched once and not get knocked out. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with that. You?
I'm great with it.
Sonnen's ready with it. He said, Chuck, say when.
Yeah.
Okay. Do it. What else? Mayweather versus McGregor fight. They said that there were 132 million pirated views on that event.
Whoa. Wow.
Is that legit? I mean.
That's a lot.
Holy, can we, I don't even know what that enters into the total. That's $1.3 billion. Wait, that's even more.
That's a lot.
Because it was $100 per buy.
Let's do our maths. That 10 times would be billion. This is 100 billion. What? But, you know, we don't have the statistics on how many regular pirating there is in other events, so I'm assuming it's probably up there, too.
Well, I would imagine it was the highest pirated event ever, right?
Mm-hmm. So how do you capitalize on pirated views?
You just put the number out and go, fuck. I mean, because I don't even know what the real number was. Some people are saying it's 4.6. Some other people say it's 6.5. You know, just call it 6. And you're going to tell me 132 million pirated it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man.
I wonder if the advertiser would pay for pirated views as a regular view. I wonder if
they think about the deal they got then, right? Mm-hmm. You got your money's worth as an advertiser.
I told you, I was on the train, and there's people on Facebook, watching this fucking thing on their iPhone. And so that's a pirated view right there. How many people are doing that? And that at the time when I logged in and checked it, there was like 290,000 people watching live of some dude streaming
just
from his iPhone.
A random stream, right?
Yeah, on a Facebook.
Yeah.
That was one person. So, interesting. A lot of monies.
It is. But I like your point about the advertisers. They should sell that up. Like, you guys might want to need to kick a little back to us for the fucking, you know.
I wonder if they put that out there. Like, this is the regular pay-per-view predictions, and here are the pirated view predictions. You need to pay more money.
That's right.
Pay us the dollars.
They can show it.
That's right.
That'd be great if they did it on a sliding scale, too. Yeah. Like, it's all on the number of eyeballs, paid and unpaid.
Right.
So, you know that $20 million you guys paid? Now it's at $200 million that you owe us.
That's right.
We're collecting in full. In perpetuities. Mm-hmm. Forevers. So there's some rumors that are saying that Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz will headline UFC 219. I'm ready for number three. And McGregor said, Nate Diaz is there. He's trying to come in here and make all of these demands. If he starts pricing himself out of an event, I probably will defend against the person who wins the interim belt or someone along that line to legitimize it again. So what do you think is going to happen with all this? You think we're going to see Conor versus Nate Diaz next? I guess that's the question, really. Is it McGregor's next fight going to be Nate Diaz?
I think that if Nate is smart, he takes a little bit less money and just gets it done and tries to make some sort of advertising deal or something. But if I know the Diaz brothers, I think he's going to, I don't know. I want to say Nate's a smarter businessman than Nick is and has a little.
Yeah, because he's continued to fight and he got paid.
Yes. So I want to say he'll make this happen, But a part of me is like, he might do the DS thing and just fuck this all up because he's going to be too stocked in and give me my money and fuck you.
He might.
So hold out for the big dollar. I don't know.
But you gotta go. I got to see Conor can push the UFC probably to a little bit more uncomfortable place if he wants that fight. Like, listen, pay the man. Mm-hmm. I know he wants 10, but can you at least give him 8? Give him 8. Mm-hmm. We'll make this thing happen. I'd watch those fucking guys fight 100 times. Yeah. I don't care.
It's exciting.
That's the every time they fight, it's fireworks.
It's exciting.
But then the caveat to all this is that the rumor about McGregor was he said he's only going to show up for the weigh-ins and then fight. So how does this work under the new management? Like, he doesn't want to do shit for press.
Really?
Yeah. It's probably burnout from the Mayweather shit.
I can only.
I mean, it seems like he goes on these swings where it's like, it's all or nothing. And they let Ronda Rousey do that, right? When she came back to fight Amanda Nunes. Like, oh, it's media silence. Nobody talked to her. She's so fragile. Fuck off.
Why you say that? Bitch. She is very, Matt, she's sensitive.
She's like a Fabergé egg.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I don't think you need to hype that fight that much.
You've got so much shit you can play from the past. We don't need, it's probably a safer bet to not have them in a press conference, mm-hmm. considering you had Monster Energy cans thrown. I think there's still a lawsuit out there, fines and suspension potentially. And
have them each go on a couple of late night talk shows.
Yeah.
A couple times.
That's a good idea.
Do a little bit of like, do a little countdown.
Phone that shit in. Yeah. Fucking Skype in.
Make a countdown show. That's plenty. You know, promote a little bit. They'll sell. I like it. I'm excited. I hope they make it happen.
Because what are you going to, Kevin Lee or Tony Ferguson to fight fucking McGregor next? I don't give a shit about legitimacy at that point.
No.
Like, really? I mean, Ferguson, yeah, it's a fun fight, but it's not the fight I want to see. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fucking Conor McGregor, it's either Nate Diaz. I really like to see him fight Justin Gaethje, but I don't think we're going to get that one yet.
No.
And then there's still rumors of boxing with him, like that.
I'd like to see Nate and Conor box only.
Fuck, I think Nate will light him up.
Probably.
Cardio! Mm-hmm. You can't figure that out. We got a problem. And speaking of longest fight, or Conor McGregor, he was saying he's confident he'd beat Floyd Mayweather in a rematch. What do you think about that?
If he's got his cardio figured out. I did see that weirdness about Floyd putting up some poster of some
massive.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of strange.
Posters of him and McGregor in his
house.
Nevada mansion.
I can see why, though, because McGregor made him a lot of money, right?
Yeah, 50 and 0.
So, put a little bit of, like, you know. That's
a little love.
Yeah, but.
Even though he's flexing out in front of McGregor in the poster, so he's got his elbow out in front of McGregor. Mm-hmm. I get it.
What was your original question?
If they fought again, does McGregor have a chance like he thinks?
I thought he was winning that fight, but the cardio is what kind of killed him. If he can figure out his cardio problem, I would say he has a chance against anybody. But he still hasn't figured it out this late in the game. Maybe he can't.
No. I mean, he always looks better. Like, I equated it to look at when he fought Nate Diaz the first time. He mm-hmm. blew it all out. He didn't have the right strategy. He came back. Beat him in the second fight. I just don't see him being successful in boxing against Mayweather again. I think, again, McGregor's success, or the, not the little success, but the success he had was because of Mayweather's strategy. I'll let this motherfucker tire himself out on me. Yeah. Then I'll light him up. So I don't see a different outcome. And I feel if they did it again in boxing, that Mayweather would be old Mayweather. This Johnny Elusive, and now you're going to get a boring-ass fight. And again, it comes back to, and I think McGregor has alluded to this, that fight's probably never going to happen until that guy blows the load from the last fight. If he just made $300 million, you know, how long is that $300-plus million last for Mayweather?
2 days.
It depends, right? Yeah. I want to buy these. Okay.
Yeah. Good point.
So we'll see. Rashad Evans decides against retirement. He's weighing his light heavyweight return. Yeah. Is this a good move for him at this stage in his career? Do you think he's going to be successful at all?
Rashad?
Yeah.
I haven't really seen anything exciting from him in a long time. I feel like ever since Machida starched him, it's all been downhill. Remember that when he got the stanky leg?
Mm-hmm.
That was a while ago, but he hasn't really done much since then. I mean, I know he's had a few wins here and there, but I just something about that Rashad before that fight was different, and now
he's a step slow.
Yeah,
and I think he said that himself.
He feels slow.
I feel like he needs the success he could have. I think he should go full circle. When he came into the UFC, he was on the Tough Show. He came in as a heavyweight. Again, that's why I feel like he'd have his most success to go back to heavyweight.
Yeah.
Hey. Although light heavyweight, when you look at the depth of light heavyweight, it's so thin.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Rashad, if he's a step slow, you could be a step slower at heavyweight and still be okay. Heavyweight's... He'd probably have a speed advantage up there.
Maybe.
Even being that step slow. Fucking pit him up against Arlovsky.
Ooh.
Okay. Rashad versus Arlovsky.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. Arlovsky's lost his last five, I believe. He's still in the
Ouch.
UFC.
Ouch.
You know?
Well,
I'm sure it'll all work out.
Former champion.
Right.
He'll probably go 0-7 and still be in the UFC.
True. Well, he's a draw.
Yeah.
Always will be. Michael Bisping teases a fight with Cormier after a fight with GSP. Are you interested in that fight, and who do you think would win?
No, and Cormier will destroy him.
Oh, I know.
Listen, Cormier, remember how much Cormier ragdolled Dan Henderson?
Right.
It was like a little boy in there with a grown-ass man. It was ridiculous. Dan was going flying all over the freaking cage. It would be very similar. I mean, I know Bisping has good cardio and good wrestling. Cormier looks like he's not that strong. That guy is bull strong, dude. He throws people around. That's a crazy thought. That's ballsy. I think Michael was like probably drunk. I was like, fight Cormier.
Of course.
I'll take him. Fuck him.
I'm for it. Let it happen.
Oh, dude. It would be it would be great. He might throw him out of the cage. Like,
that'd be pretty sweet. He's probably good, too. Oh, fuck,
there
man.
You go. Yeah, no. That's not going to happen.
All right.
But I'd like to see it, though.
Overeem versus Ngannou announced for UFC 218.
Oh.
Do you have any early thoughts on who wins that fight?
I think Overeem gets KO'd.
Kind of leaning that way, man. This guy is raw.
He is very raw.
Francis. Maybe I was just calling him Francis.
Not scared.
I like that.
Overeem's fighting pretty tentative his last few fights.
Run away. He likes to run away and reset. I hate that shit.
Yeah, well.
Hate it.
He's playing the strategy. GSP approach.
Yeah.
Technicalities. I feel like a knockout would be in order. I'm feeling that very strongly.
We need the fresh blood. We need Francis to win so he can get into that title contention.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Andrea Lee. She was just signed to fight in the UFC.
Mm.
And then they pulled her out of her fight at UFC 216 because she wasn't in the USADA drug testing pool for 6 months.
How long was she in there for?
Like 2 days. And then I don't know. It's like within a week, but
okay.
Is there anybody in the UFC that doesn't have their fucking head up their ass? Because that's kind of something you could have seen coming.
Yeah.
Like knowing you get bringing in a new fighter and they have to be in the stupid drug testing pool for 6 months.
Yeah.
Because I think Brock Lesnar fucked it up for everybody.
Of course he did. Got tested positive and didn't. And there's weirdness around that.
And there's like a 9-month suspension or what is he? It doesn't even matter. I don't even know if they fully diagnose that one.
Slap on a wrist.
Of course. it's very baffling that we can sign someone and then announce a fight and then, oh, by the way, USADA.
You think somebody got fired over that?
No, but what the fuck are we doing? That's all I'm saying.
Bunch of monkeys fucking a football around here.
It's fine. Charge people to watch that shit.
Probably good.
All good. Mm-hmm. It's CBD. It was no longer going to be prohibited by WADA, which will in turn go to USADA, beginning in 2018.
How do they test for it anyways? Isn't it not?
It was okay out of competition, and now it's going to be okay for in competition.
So you can CBD it up right before a fight?
Oh.
Whoa, game changer.
Diaz is.
I still think Nick was high for that Anderson Silva fight. He had to be to fight that fucking crazy. Oh,
well, they both tested after that one, right?
But my question is what? Wait, I thought CBD was undetectable. No? Does that show up in a drug
debatable.
Test?
I don't know. I don't know the details.
Okay.
Debatable. So we'll see. But good news. Like, let the natural shit reign supreme. UFC 3 video game. There's some leaks that are showing the new graphics and the addition of Pride Mode.
Okay.
Do you think... this is kind of a baited question. But do you think UFC 3 has a chance of being a good game, considering how the first two sucked dicks? And by the way, we still would like a review copy. EA.
I have...
Little faith?
Yeah, you know, they haven't been good. I don't play it. It's just not I know. It's not fun.
No, fucking THQ one was so much fun. We had the tournaments and people getting knocked out left and right. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to turn off stamina drain. Fucking bullshit. Who the fuck wants it so realistic it's not fun to play?
Right. Nobody.
Right. You play the game so you can murder people. I want to play the game so I can be Brock Lesnar and have my way with Ronda Rousey.
There you go.
Weight classes should not exist. It's a video game.
Yeah. It should be. They should have an arcade mode or something.
Where exactly. Just,
everything goes.
Big head mode too.
Whatever. Yeah.
Like fucking NBA Jam. That's Come on, man.
Uh-huh.
Big, I want to be on fire.
Big glove mode. You have like sure. Big ass
Coke cans. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Shane Carwin.
Heck yeah.
You can turn the Shane Carwin sheet mode on. Fucking clubs for hands.
Exactly.
Why not? Mm-hmm. This is why they're missing it. I think this is the last thing I have. Johnny Hendricks is heading to train at Jackson Winklejohn for his next fight. Do you think this is going to help him at this stage in his career?
No.
Ugh. Like, you know, didn't it help BJ?
No. I'm feeling like it's going to make it worse.
I kind of tend to agree. I feel like you can't teach an old dog new tricks at this point. I feel like I think it's a USADA problem, really. I mean...
Dude, what happened to that guy?
He was champion. Was crazy. He was a welterweight champion of the world.
Super exciting, knocking people out.
Left hand given to him from Jesus himself, man.
Don't you remember? He was going nuts, knocking people out.
John Fitch knocked the...
Just bam, bam.
Did he do it to Capman? He's fucking just dropping people left and right. Yeah. First round starches.
Yep. Just murdering dudes. And then all of a sudden, he runs into GSP, and it was downhill after that. Why? Did GSP take him to a dark place?
I don't know.
Is that what happened?
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
I think it's a lack of discipline, too, because it's like missing weight, right?
Yeah, he likes those Baconators.
I mean, it's a good idea. Try something different, but I think it's too little too late at this point for the
reps.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Got to get on the sauce again.
But I feel like that ship sailed for... everybody that's in the UFC right now, unfortunately.
Maybe.
Do some ass nuts.
Okay.
I can't quite reach my slide turner.
There you go.
Michael Brooks asks, what are your guys' take on the story about some chick claiming to be Nick Diaz's wife? This is a fucking weird one. I don't know, some chick posted some video, said she just got married to Nick Diaz, and then posted a picture of Nick Diaz sleeping in her bed or something, which was legit. It just looked like a psycho fan that fucked him, that was claiming some bullshit, that's all.
Did he have any comments about this?
I didn't look any farther into it. I'm like, oh, he just fucked some bitch, and like, she's getting a little lippy.
Got high again, slept with the wrong woman.
Yeah.
What do I think about this? They get married in Vegas? Whatever. I don't know. I think it's crazy that there's some crazy women out there. Be careful, people.
Right.
Watch what you're doing.
You're about to ruin the image and the style that you used to.
That's right. Oh, I was like, where's he going? Ah, now I'm with you.
Okay. And he says, also, did you see Connor's drunken club scuffle?
No.
I did not. Jaron Christensen asks, what upcoming fights are you the most excited about? Steven Thompson, Jorge Masvidal.
That's a good one.
Matt Brown, Diego Sanchez.
It's on the same card, right?
No.
I thought it was.
The Pettis and Poirier, which is another one I would like to see, is on that Matt Brown card.
Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz. I'm excited about that.
That's got to happen.
It has to happen. Not that much, though.
No, because it's...
Yeah.
You got to give us something different. I want DC and I want Miocic. I know a lot of people would call it for
that.
That
I like, yes.
We've been calling for that for about a month. Brandon Mason asks, who do you think DC should fight next? And do you think he will win his next fight? Well, we just said it. I want the Miocic fight. And would he win that? I think he does. Because he's been manhandling heavyweights. And that would that's a tough fight for both guys.
Yes, it is. Tough striker versus tough wrestler with dinosaur arms.
The T-Rex fucking arms. What's his reach? 52 inch. He's got the Sean Sherk reach.
Tiny reach.
And what's happened with Miocic? The crazy thing is we've got two signed Stipe Miocic gloves that we can give away.
You do?
If we would have a fight sometime this year. Kind of holding out to get those from Bad Boy.
We have those. I'm surprised you don't hang those up somewhere.
I'm just not into like signed shit, you know? I think it would be cooler to give everything away. We used to give a lot of shit away. Yes. We're getting back to it. Rodrigo Machado closes it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather live in the wilderness far from civilization or live on the streets of a city as a homeless person?
Far from civilization, please.
Yes. I'd prefer some hardness in Alaska.
Yes.
Grow the beard. I can't grow it no more.
Hunt my meat. What? Club my women.
Oh, cunt my meat too.
Hunt, not cunt.
Okay.
But whatever.
I'm hearing things. Tings. Would you rather the general public think you are a horrible person, but your family be very proud of you, or your family think you are a horrible person, but the general public be very proud of you?
Oh, I don't care about either one. I would say probably my family be proud of me is better.
Yes.
More important.
Public. We give nothing.
Fucking suck a dick.
That's right. We give nothing back to the community.
Nothing.
Would you rather never use social media sites / apps again? Or never watch another movie or TV show?
I'll give up social media.
And apps. I agree. Fuck, marry, kill. WWE Australian Girls Edition.
Ooh.
Okay. As we're scrolling down, we've got Billy Kay.
Oh, hello.
Hang on. Scroll down.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Emma.
Oh, it's very similar.
And?
This is going to be a tough choice.
Peyton Royce.
Oh, I'm going to marry this one.
Okay.
Look at that. Peyton Royce is getting married. The other two are very similar. Probably kill the second one and fuck Billy Kay.
Okay.
Are we in agreement?
No.
No.
I'm gonna kill Billy Kay. I'm gonna marry Emma, and I'm gonna fuck Peyton Royce.
Okay.
All good. Knowledge.
I have some.
What do you got?
But I'm not gonna give you what we talked about because I came with different knowledge.
Good.
Did you know?
No.
I don't know if you know this.
I didn't know. But I take Alpha Brain. I might know.
No.
There is a crab that grows in the Boston Desert.
That's not what I was going to say, yeah. But it's close. There's a company called Clone a Willy. You can literally make a dildo of your dick. Did you know this?
And why do I need to do that?
Well, in case you're away on business and you want to have a version of your dick at home, you know, for said person to use.
For your own self? I'm going to rail myself. Just call me Fabrizio Verdue while you're at it. No. So I clone my own dick. I give it to myself. I'm the gays. They call me the faggot.
If you're not here and you need to make sure you leave yourself behind for said significant other. You can have your dick stay behind and you can be in California. Or let's say that you wanted to have two dicks.
Okay. I always want to have two dicks, right? Single. If so you got one, you clone two one, is always
you clone
better.
Yourself with a dick and then you could have two dicks. One.
But only if I can wear one on my forehead.
That's another option. But I'm just saying, I find it interesting. And I may or may not have ordered a...
Good for you.
Just to see
what... Here, it's a little party gift. Just when you have parties, just hand out dicks. What are you giving out? Dicks.
Yeah.
You know, it's mine. Wink, wink.
It's my dick.
This is what you could be feeling.
Yes.
All you ladies and gentlemen.
Put my signature on it. No, it's apparently a thing. I don't know. I've heard
Great. Is there something for the ladies? Like, can they
you can get
put their box in a box?
Yes, you can. Hmm. Clone of Willie, also clone of, I forgot what they call it.
I don't know how the fuck that works, but
I don't either. But I'm guessing it's just, it looked like it was just the external portion, and then like the internals are probably similar. Yeah. So, but anyways.
Because if I can't get it to look like this,
your dick?
No.
Like what?
Yeah, I want a fucking caveman bush on my car.
There you go.
I want a fucking 3-foot beard hanging off of that.
Perfect.
So they know I'm ZZ Top and I mean business.
Right. Clone of Willie, check it out. All it's right. All over. Adam and Eve actually carries this. Do we sell Adam and Eve?
Yeah, I thought there was a discount. I think our code was BBC, actually.
It was.
BBC. Way back in the day. That was funny because I had to talk to the person. I'm like, I know this is going to sound retarded, but just go with me. There's a thing, and I need to have it.
That's a code, BBC.
It's called BBC.
They're probably like, ah, oh, it's all good.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
You give it to us.
Doesn't care.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Dicks in the ass. Bad dream.
Oh, yeah.
Do we do that?
Anyways. That's yes. It. We can shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of My Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.